I wonder if you could call up 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the New King James Version. I wonder if we could get that on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I was really encouraged this week as I went through some of the Bible apps that we go through first thing in the morning, and some of the encouraging words that were being shared through those. And I want to say that we live in the most exciting era of Christian living. You know, the New Testament saints didn't have scripture like we have scripture that they could go to so readily. The Jewish believers went to the synagogue and they could hear the scrolls being read, the scriptures being read to them. And they could memorize the scriptures as they did. But by the time we got to the New Testament church and the Gentiles began to become born again, they didn't have a Bible like we have. You know, many of their contemporaries were writing sacred words that we now call scripture, so that we have now compiled a Bible that we can read. And many generations before us did not have Bible apps, YouTube videos with praise and worship. They could not choose their favorite praise and worship leaders. They could not choose the genre of worship or the genre of contemporary Christian music or the genre of gospel music that they would enjoy. They did not have what we have. And we are privileged to have all of these resources, and we ought to make use of them. But one of the writers in one of the apps was talking about 1 Corinthians 13, and they said, you know, you could actually replace the word love for God. And you could read 1 Corinthians 13, and it would read quite differently if you just swap that word out. I just wanted to go through that exercise this morning because I want to talk to you today about God's inexhaustible love. God's inexhaustible love. God's love is inexhaustible. It can't done. You never get to the bottom of the barrel of God's love. The more you go in there, the deeper you go, the deeper it gets. And a revelation came to me this week when I was thinking about my life. And I was thinking, and the revelation came to me, what you need to do is you need to die to even deeper levels of love. And it hit me like, yes, as believers, over the years we go through, but we have to learn to die. Our self needs to die, our egos need to die, our self needs to die to what? To self, to deeper levels of love. There are deeper levels of love than you have expressed today. There are deeper levels of love that you can give to those around you than you have currently been given. And I think this exercise will help us. Instead of saying love, we say God. And listen to God's character. Listen to how God treats you. And think about all the things that you've done in your life that proves this to be true. It says, love suffers long and is kind. But I'm going to say this morning, God suffers long with us and he is kind. God does not envy. He's not trying to take our toys away. He's not trying to spoil our fun. God does not parade himself rudely. God is not puffed up. God is humble. God does not or is not provoked or not easily provoked or not provoked with evil. God thinks no evil. There are times when our closest, nearest and dearest will say to us, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're like. And they're thinking that we're up to some evil or up to some ill, but God thinks no evil of you. God does not rejoice in iniquity, but he rejoices in the truth. When we see ourselves, when we confess our sins, when we acknowledge our wrongs, when we decide to turn around, God rejoices in that. Listen to this part. God bears all things with me. All things with me. Doesn't matter what I do, where I go, how much I backslide, God bears with me, for God is love and God is in love with me. God is in love with you. God believes all things that are true. All things that are right. God believes in you. God believes in me. God hopes for all good things for my life. God hopes for all good things for your life. God has aspirations for you, aspirations for me. God endures all things. So you backslid, so you lied, so you cheated, so you ignored him, so you didn't give thanks. God bears and endures all things. God never, ever fails. But whether there be prophecies foretelling of the future, speaking with divine inspiration, they will fail. They will fail. Whether there be tongues, known tongues, earthly tongues, and tongues of angels, we may speak those tongues, we may interpret those tongues, but those tongues will fail. They will cease. And whether there be knowledge, whether there be education and understanding and intellect and insight and intuition, all of those things will vanish away, but God will never fail. Isn't he wonderful? Let's give God a hand clap. He deserves a hand clap. There was an old chorus we used to sing, oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. My Jesus loves me, and I cannot tell why. We used to sing that chorus over, and no other words, and that was it. Just sang that chorus over and over and over until we started to feel it. When we started to feel it, we started to dance. When we started to dance, we got deeper and deeper till we went into a trance. And everybody was happy and clappy because, oh, the love of Jesus. My Jesus loves me and I cannot tell why. We recognized in those moments that we were unworthy. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever, the robber, the thief, the murderer, the liar, the distortioner, whoever believes in him would not be judged, would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, saints, when you experience the love of God, we're in this month of love and relationship. I want to give you one piece of advice. Make sure you fall in love with God more than you fall in love with a woman. Make sure you fall in love with God deeper than you fall in love with a man. Make sure you fall in love with God deeper than you fall in love with your husband or your wife. Because when you fall deep in love with God, it will help you to maintain all your other relationships. Sometimes when you feel that you could get back at someone or you could do someone something, but you've sensed the love and you say, oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. My Jesus loved me and I cannot tell why. Your partner might leave you. Your partner might cheat on you. Your partner might turn their back on you. But if you still have Jesus and you are still in love with him, you will know deep down in your heart that you can overcome that, and God will bring you another lover. Make sure that God is your deepest lover, and you will have joy unspeakable it will be full of glory. There are times when you feel lonely. There are times when you feel neglected. But if your love relationship with Jesus, with God, is deeper than that, than with your spouse, you will never be alone. I look at some of the seniors who have been bereaved and widowed, and I always wonder how, particularly women, but also men, they may lose their partner in their middle age or, you know, in their youth, and yet some of them never remarry. They just remain on their own, happy and content. Why is that? How is that? Because their love, their relationship with Jesus, with God, is deeper than any earthly relationship. And when that relationship is deep, it really helps to protect your self-esteem. It really helps to protect how you your self-image, how you see yourself. Now, there's a famous scripture in Romans 8. I'm going to ask Lorna to read it for me. And listen to what Paul says. Paul, such a writer. He was so inspired by the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says. Lorna, read it nice and slow. Romans 8, 35 to 38. We could head this up. What or whom can separate me from the love which is to be found in Christ Jesus? Oh, we need a mic. The second mic. Can we have that second mic? For Lorna, sorry.
Romans 8, 35 to 38, from the NLT. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scripture says, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
That's the deepness of the depths. Our first slide this morning on the screen says this. Although there is suffering in our lives, we acknowledge that. We all suffer. Human existence is full of suffering. God is still for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Although there is suffering in our lives, God is still for us. So you're going through a tough time right now. It's really difficult. It's really dark. Perhaps you feel like you're halfway through it, but you've still got a way to go. Although there is suffering, although there is calamity, although there are setbacks, although you have lost something very valuable and precious, although there are great disappointments, you didn't know it was going to end this way, God is still for you. He's for you and he's not against you. God is for you. He's for you. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you made, God is still for you. What are some of the struggles that you're struggling with today? Think about it. We all have our personal struggles. For some of us, it's in the area of our health, or in the area of our finances, or in the area of our relationships. But we mustn't interpret the darkness of our earthly seasons in this life as a lack of God's love for us. Can you imagine Paul the Apostle We can't say what Paul said. For your sake, Jesus, we are slaughtered like sheep. For your sake, Jesus, members of the church are killed every day. We suffer persecution. But I am persuaded, despite all of this, we will have an overwhelming victory through Christ Jesus who loved us. And I am convinced, I've got to read it again, verse 38. I am convinced, I am convicted that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither fear for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell, not even Satan himself can separate me from the love of God. No powers in the sky, nor powers on the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation, nothing they can invent, no nuclear weapon, no bomb, nothing can separate me from the love which is to be found in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible is full of people who suffered. If you think about some of the greatest characters in the Bible, Joseph suffered all kinds of dilemmas through his life. Job suffered, came out with that quote, "Though worms eat my body, yet in my flesh, I will behold him. I will see him for myself. I will experience it personally." Job suffered. Jesus suffered. Suffered on that cross. He suffered persecution. He suffered ridicule. Paul suffered greatly. We'll read a bit about Paul's suffering. Our parents suffered. Our parents suffered. Last night I was at a family celebration, a birthday, and we were talking. I was talking with a dear friend, and we were talking about our children and our grandchildren, and there was like three, maybe four, certainly three generations present in the room. And a thought came to my mind, you know, our children are blessed, they've got us, and our grandchildren have us. But can you imagine? My mom and dad, when they came to this country, never had their parents with them, never had their grandparents with them, but still they pushed through all the hardship, all the difficulty. That generation, my parents' generation, those in their 70s, 80s, 90s now, they never had their parents present with them. They left their homelands and came here, estranged, struggling on their own. And us as children, we didn't have our grandparents. I remember when my grandparents came over here, they were like strangers to us. We felt the connection, but we never knew them before that. They came over to spend some time so we might get to know them, but we didn't know them. I never met my father's parents, never met my father's parents, never saw them. Our parents suffered. Some of the things that we're going through that we think is suffering is not suffering compared to what people have gone through. The hardships. I remember my mum doing 3-4 different things. There was a time when my mum was crocheting things for people. You know, the crochets that you put over your tables and your chairs, and little dogs in the back of the car, and little swans on your cabinets. She was doing that. She was baking and making patties at home. She was cooking. She was looking after children from time to time in our home. We used to take in some other kids. She used to do some babysitting. And she used to work as well several jobs. She was a cook in a school. She worked in a hospital. My dad was a baker, one of the first Caribbean bakers in this country. He used to run bakeries. And he was famed throughout the land as a baker. And also used to be a painter and decorator. He taught me to paint and decorate a little bit when I was young. I had to go out with him. Me and my brothers grew up in bakeries, making in big industrial mixers and ovens, loading stuff in the ovens and mixing stuff. And from kids, we would go and we would learn how to be industrious. The stuff that my parents went through, and many of you will remember the same with your own parents. We haven't been through anything in comparison. God has not forgotten us. Romans 5:8 But God has demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's how deep his love was. While we were enemies working against him, Christ died for us. The second slide on our PowerPoint this morning says that Paul catalogues a list of some of the worst things that can happen to you in your earthly journey. And Paul says, hardship, persecutions for your faith, sickness, hunger, lack of clothing, lack of shelter, physical threats of violence, death by violence, spiritual attack. Paul reiterates that none of these things can separate us. None of these things should separate us. Whatever we're going through, it's not an excuse for us to backslide, not an excuse for us to hang up the towels, not an excuse for us to stop praying. Our faith in God must be strong and resilient. John 16, 33. Lorna, could you read that for us? John 16, 33.
I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world.
See, Jesus never promised us a life of ease. He never said that this would be easy. He said, look, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. He never promised us a life of ease. You know, the non-believer is not promised a life of ease either. All of us will experience challenges and woes and difficulties, but the difference that we have is that we have an anchor that keeps the soul. Steadfast and sure while the sea billows roll. We're fastened to the rock that cannot move. Grounded, firm and deep in the Savior's love. Hallelujah, the words of that great hymn. Let's read the words from 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11, this is the new international version. 2 Corinthians 11, 24 to 27. Let's read those. Listen to what Paul is giving you now his resume. This is what he went through. And then ask yourself the question of, have I experienced anything like this for Jesus? Hear what he says.
5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in dangers from bandits, in dangers from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I've labored and toiled, and I've often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I've been cold and naked.
Selah. As Solomon says, pause and quietly ponder on that. 5 I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Could you imagine his back? 3 I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked in the deep. I spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been consistently on the move, on the run, hiding and moving. I have been in hunger and danger. Danger from rivers, danger from bandits, thieves, danger from my fellow Jews, my countrymen, danger from the Gentiles, the strangers and the foreigners, danger in the city. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the village. Danger in the city. Danger in the country. When I got on the sea, I found myself in danger there too. I labored, I worked, I grafted, I toiled. And I've often gone without, hungry, starving. I've often gone without sleep. I've often been cold, and I've even been naked, no clothes. In conclusion, the last point on our slides this morning, God's love for us is not measured by our ease of life. It's not measured by our ease of life. Christianity is not supposed to be a bed of roses. In spite of all the hardship that Paul suffered, he was fully persuaded that God's love for him and for all God's people is eternal. God can't do anything else. He loves us. Why do we rebel against him? 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9.
We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed.
Romans 8, 37, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Ephesians 1, 4, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus. My Jesus loves me, and I cannot tell why.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.